The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, this is Kevin McCullough. Thanks for listening to the Christian Outlook podcast, where we cover today's issues from a perspective that honors your Christian faith. Our podcast is brought to you through a partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy and ADF, Alliance Defending Freedom. Here's another piece I trust you'll enjoy.
U.S. Department of Justice has recently filed a statement of interest in federal court in support of a Baltimore area Christian school. The school has been banned from State of Maryland's school voucher program based on the school's religious views. And the following quote may be attributed. Well, we'll get to the quote because we're going to talk to the person who said it. Christiana Holcomb joins me right now to explain what this case is all about and why every one of us, in my view, has a vested interest in how cases like this end up being handled and adjudicated. So, Christiana, welcome to the show. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, we've talked about this with you and with others of your colleagues at ADF in the past, but for folks who don't know, what is the backstory of this particular case?
Sure. Well, the government cannot discriminate against Christian schools just because it dislikes their religious beliefs. And unfortunately, that's exactly what's happening to a small Christian school in the Baltimore area. This school, Bethel Christian Academy, had participated in the state's voucher program for a couple of years, serving low-income students, providing them with a quality faith-based education, only to then have the state of Maryland come back, trot through their student handbooks, and basically decide, because of this school's religious beliefs about marriage and human sexuality, they were going to be expelled from the program. And to make matters worse, the state of Maryland is now demanding that this tiny Christian school pay back over $100,000 in vouchers that they had used to help educate students.
Now, all of these have a genesis. We know that somebody pulled the trigger on this, whether it was the ACLU or whoever. Who perpetrated this particular assault on this school? Do you know?
You know, what's so fascinating is we just received a filing from the state of Maryland that recently admitted that it was a state parent-teacher association that initially triggered the investigation. They were the ones who don't like the voucher program. They do not like providing these students with other educational options. And they were the ones that reached out to the state of Maryland and said, hey, we think they might be discriminating due to their religious convictions. So it's really kind of like the fox guarding the hen house. I mean, these are people who do not appreciate that we have educational options for low-income kids, and as a result, the small Christian school is paying the price.
Now, ADF does a lot of work in this area across the country. I'm sure this is not an isolated case. Are there other cases that have happened and have been worked through the courts, have been adjudicated through the courts? And if so, is there a direction in which the courts are leaning in this kind of issue?
Well, unfortunately, we have seen several different cases that have gone all the way up to the United States Supreme Court where state or local governments have discriminated against or showed hostility towards religious organizations simply because of religious status or their religious beliefs about marriage. And the Supreme Court has repeatedly ruled in favor of those religious organizations, saying, look, governments must treat everyone neutrally and even-handedly. There is no place for government discrimination, specifically hostility towards religion in American public life. And so we're optimistic, and this is exactly what we've told the federal court in Maryland, and it's exactly what the U.S. Department of Justice has told the district court in Maryland, that government hostility towards religion has no place in government programs.
To what extent, if you can ascertain, does the credit accrue to this administration, the Trump administration, in terms of the DOJ getting involved? Seems to me in times past, it's been quite the opposite. The Department of Justice has often gone in the other direction. I'm thinking right now of the charter schools case here in Washington, D.C. As a matter of fact, our show was a privilege to be a part of fighting for a retention of the the scholarship programs, the charter school programs right here in D.C., but it was under the Obama administration that there were those who really wanted to end it after it had run out of its initial calendar life.
Well, unfortunately, you may be exactly right. We are very grateful to the current U.S. Department of Justice and their willingness to step in and say, look, government hostility towards religion has no place in public life. And frankly, this should not be a controversial prospect. This is something that should be, affirmed and upheld as a fundamental principle of the United States Constitution and something defended by every Department of Justice, regardless of administration. But again, we're extremely grateful for the Trump administration, DOJ stepping in, weighing in, and lending to force the federal government in support of this small Christian school in Baltimore.
Now, walk us through the rest of the process. How soon might this be decided? What will occur if you get a favorable ruling or not?
Well, Alliance Defending Freedom, on behalf of Bethel Christian Academy, has filed what's called a motion for preliminary injunction, asking the court to stop the state of Maryland from attempting to claw back over $100,000 from this tiny Christian school. The court recently notified us that they intend to hear oral arguments in the case, and we expect those to be scheduled for December, perhaps January. So that's kind of the next major step moving forward, and ultimately we're optimistic that the court will affirm the freedom of Christian schools to not only hold to their religious convictions, but also to participate on an equal footing with other neutral government entities to participate in these programs.
I like to mention at the end of these conversations, Christiana, the importance of the work you at ADF do, specifically that it's pro bono. Explain what that means for folks in terms of their partnership with you. Obviously, your prayer support is invaluable, but these things cost money to pursue and to process. So how important is it that listeners consider that, especially with our Tuesday Giving Day today and our year-end giving?
Absolutely. Well, it's Alliance Defending Freedom's privilege to represent our clients for free, pro bono. And that's where it is also such a great privilege to have partners come alongside us and donate to allow us to continue doing the great work that we do. And if your listeners are interested in hearing more about the work we do or learning more, they can visit adflegal.org.
Thank you very much. Always good to talk with you and your colleagues. Our best to everybody there.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Again, that's Christiana Holcomb, legal counsel with ADF, Alliance Defending Freedom. And as you heard, the website is adflegal.org. We stay in touch with this organization and other similar organizations because it represents real grassroots engagement, folks. Many of you, well, I dare say some of you listening now have probably benefited from the efforts of this organization and others like it. And the key, of course, is it is pro bono, but somebody has to pay the bill, so to speak. It's not something that can be done, without somewhere along the line, somebody having some expenses and we know that. That's a very high cost effort that is put forward on behalf of folks who are really being victimized by a heavy handed government. And, you know, it all kind of speaks to where we are headed as a nation. When you think about the fact that public education was not originally the purview of the government. Education itself was not public in that form. As I understand the earliest roots of our educational system, they were in the church. Often the pastors and the clergymen were among the primary teachers or instructors. They often were some of the best educated in the colonial days. And, of course, the whole church experience was the center of the average village or community. And it really, I believe, was a very unfortunate day when this damnable, quote, doctrine, unquote, this theory of separation of church and state came into vogue and came into view and became really the cudgel and the weapon with which to drive a wedge that never was intended by the founding fathers between government and the private sector. So these are cases in point, and if you come across or are a party to or maybe a victim of some of these, incidents such as this one with Bethel Christian Academy in Maryland. Sadly, that's just one of a number that have happened across the country. You need to be able to know you have recourse, and that's why we talk with folks at ADF. That's why we talk with folks at Liberty Counsel and other such legal organizations that work. By the way, many of the attorneys who donate their skills, talents, and time are in our own area. They're local, and they partner also pro bono because they believe in the issues at stake. You know, it's a matter of either we fight for our liberties or we lose them. We either fight for them, and we do it with integrity, and we do it with Christian spirit, but nonetheless, we fight for them. I believe that one of the problems of the culture, this is one man's opinion right now, that I put a great onus, a great burden on the church, collectively, the body of Christ in the culture, because it seems to me quite clear in Matthew 5, Jesus didn't say, look, I would like you to be the salt in the earth. Would you consider doing that? That was not the context or the way in which he framed it. He addressed it as a fact, a statement of fact. You are, definite article, the only salt the earth has. You are the only salt the earth will ever experience, true salt. And you are the only light of the world. You, the body of Christ, my body, my church, that's my mandate upon you. I'm not offering it to you. I like to remind myself, Jesus didn't offer this as an option. He didn't say, well, if you'd like something to do for me, I'd like you to be salt and I'd like you to be light. quite the opposite. He mandated it as intrinsic to who we are as his people, and therefore the onus, the burden is upon us to push back, do it respectfully, do it with forethought, do it with intelligence, and take advantage of every opportunity we can to fight for, and as Jude said, earnestly contend for the faith.
Thanks for listening to Christian Outlook. Our program is coming to you today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you enjoy our podcast, take a moment and tell a friend to subscribe today.